I have an easy question. I was wondering, has the USGS been more involved with the Macintosh as the user community, or is there? I noticed this is a trend, and I think it's going towards Macintosh as opposed to Windows. But I was wondering if anyone is following any statistics on, is there more Macintosh use now in USGS over the last couple of years, or is it maybe declining?
Yeah, there's no question that it's growing. I don't see it, you know, eclipsing Windows or anything like that. But when I first started, you know, I've been with the USGS for a little bit over 4 years now, and Mac users were kind of the black sheep. And I was used to working on Macs, and so I asked the service desk if they would give me one so that I could be kind of the guy that could field those questions as they came into the service desk. And what I found was that there was so little documentation for even using a Mac within the USGS that that's kind of the void that I've been trying to fill, and it's how I wound up on BUTST. They, you know, the documentation that they had available at the time, not through any fault of theirs, but just through limited resources. You know, there was nobody on the team that had the time or resources to really make sure that all of that information was 100% up to date at all times. And so it took a long time before they could say, you know, this version of OS X is supported. We've got, you know, a Mac version of every solution that we need to use within the USGS, and this is how you use them and things like that. And so in a lot of things that they thought couldn't be done, I said, well, you know, I've got a Mac, and it looks like I can do a lot of these things. And they said, okay, cool, come be on BUTST and write our documentation for us. So that's kind of been my trajectory since I started here, just trying to increase the support base for the Mac operating system. And what I've seen a lot of in the time that I've done that is a lot of people that might have initially bought an iPhone and thought it was really cool, then liked the fact that iTunes and Mac Mail and iCal and things like that all look very similar to what they're used to seeing on their mobile devices, and everything ties together pretty nicely across all Apple products. And so I see a lot of situations where people higher and higher up are moving to Macs, and so the demand for documentation like that has definitely increased. To try and answer for you how many we have, I'm pretty unclear on that. Right now, my guess is that we probably have a little over 2,000 Macs within the USGS. And for, you know, whatever we've got, 14,000 systems or something like that, that's definitely sizable compared to where it was initially guessed that there were just a couple hundred here and there. So I definitely think that you're right. The Mac trend is definitely kind of growing. We're seeing more and more of them. But I don't see it, you know, replacing Windows for the majority of USGS users or anything like that. Certainly not anytime soon.
So you could be running your AD account on your Windows platform, you know, and basically have a Macintosh account too, running your AD, and both logins work dynamically on both OSs simultaneously?
Yeah, I don't have local accounts on any of my computers. Everything is just Active Directory accounts, and that works whether I walk over to one of the service desk Windows systems and log in there, or one of the Macs that we have there. All of the accounts that I have on any of my systems are Active Directory accounts, with the exception of the local service admin account that we put on every local computer, whether it's Windows or Mac or whatever. So, in terms of using an Active Directory account on a Mac, all those tools have been available for quite a while now in terms of using the native support for that. But QAS, I think, takes that a step further, so that instead of just using an Active Directory account to log into a system, I can also use Active Directory to dictate who can admin the system, who can't, apply all of the settings that we mentioned from the SIG and things like that. So things are definitely moving more and more streamlined, I would say, in terms of integration with Windows Network like we've got. But since I've started here, you've been able to use Active Directory to log into Macs.
I was wondering, do you guys supply the plugin on your website there for the Flash Player? I've been told that when you're running like a Flash presentation on a website, that these Apple Pad devices don't have the capability to view like a Flash presentation.
Yeah, so it's different between iOS and Mac in that respect. We don't provide it on BUTST. Your browser will take you to Adobe to get Flash if you need it in your web browser on your computer. iOS does not support Flash. There is no such thing as a Flash plugin for iPhones, iPads, things like that. So, that's something that people that maintain those sites just need to be aware of. If you're building a site or a resource that's Flash-only, tablet access to it is not going to be possible from iOS devices.
Thank you.